Hey guys, welcome back to Human Movement Podcast. This is your host, Coach Woody, founder and head movement coach of Human Movement Performance and Prehabilitation in Lafayette, Indiana. And we are so excited that you decided to join us for the next few minutes to talk a little bit about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, all of our constitutional right. Today we're going to get into an idea of weakness versus strength in the realm of short-term goals and/or processes. So exciting stuff. But before we begin, remember you can head on over to humanmovementlafayette.com or at Human Movement Lafayette on Facebook or Instagram to check out all the content that we have coming out on a regular basis. Also, here in November, push back just a couple weeks, but that's okay. We're going to be opening up our new facility in Lafayette, Indiana on Veterans Memorial Parkway for all you locals. So come and check us out and join us if you can for our limited memberships. Come in and be better every day. So we have a lot of conversations with our athletes and clients and the general public about diets as well as exercise programs for very good reason. That's kind of what we do. And we get a lot of people who have been in the realm for a long time of fitness, wellness, health that have this sense, this mentality that dieting can be considered a weakness. It's this idea of, don't go on a diet. Diets are stupid. Just eat healthier. Have better nutrition. Make better choices. Have an overall better nutritional value in the foods that you eat. And because we've been in this realm for a while, because we've had this mentality of health and wellness for an extended period of time, it's easy to remember that we weren't always that way. Or if we were, it's hard to remember or reflect on how challenging that may be if we weren't that way. So imagine, if you will, this idea that we want to change something in our lives. Whether that's food or nutrition, exercise, whatever it happens to be. This mentality of it is weak to want to just go on a 6-week change in our habits. We should change our habits for the rest of our lives. I would not argue that most of us should exercise and work on our mobility and work on our nutrition the rest of our lives. That's not what I'm saying. I definitely agree with that. But picture this. If I were to tell you that for the next 50, 60 years, I want you to do something every single day for at least an hour. That may seem like somewhat of a daunting task, right? The other half of that coin is, to what end? At what point do I realize the benefit of these endeavors, these efforts? That can be a very challenging mentality to have to put into yourself, especially when these things aren't something that you currently enjoy. Let's look at it from a different script. How often does somebody have to tell you to drink liquids? Well, if you're a high schooler and it's water, maybe a lot. But we aren't usually told or have to be told when it's something that we either survive off of or something we enjoy. Very rarely would I have to tell a high school athlete to play video games. They kind of just go and do it on their own without any encouragement. So without some sort of clear definition of these changes in our lives, it can be very challenging to implement them. In that previous example of do something every day the rest of your life, if I were to just tell you, you need to exercise more, well, okay, I'm going to start off, I'm going to go to the gym 3 times a week, it's going to hurt for a little while, it's going to be frustrating because it's going to be an impingement in my schedule, and I'm going to want to give up because what's the end? Where's the clear definition of this end at? So when we have this mentality of change your nutrition for life or exercise for life, that can be a very daunting task, especially for individuals new to this realm. So instead, as many of you may know, I'm a firm believer in goals and accountability and in motivation. I believe truly that we need to set some sort of parameters for ourselves so that we can attain them. Whether that happens to be weight loss or finishing our first Ironman or seeing changes in our energy, right? These things are all clear definitions of a goal that we've attained. And if we really start thinking back to when we started our health and wellness journey, there was probably some sort of goal that we've set for ourselves. Whether it be very small and seemingly insignificant to us, we had a goal in mind and we attained that. And then we actually added on to that goal and then added on to that goal until these things became so ingrained in our physical life that they just became a part of who we are. And we got to a point where we could say, just change your nutrition. Just exercise every day. You'll feel better. Well, those things didn't just happen. We made them a habit through this achievable process. And because of that, we were able to make those changes into our lives. So we really don't believe here at Human Movement that it's a weakness to go on a diet. Or it's a weakness to try a 6-week challenge. In fact, we do it all the time. I personally do it all the time. Whenever I feel like I'm in a slump, I sign up for an event. That's one of the reasons why we started an event management company with another co-founder, Momentum Event Management, for anybody interested. Because we believe that people need these engaging and memorable and meaningful experiences and goals to attain in order to really see an effect in the way they're going to change their behavior for the better. So get out there and do it. Sign up for a 6-week challenge. Go on a diet for 8 months, right? Pick a time that you really feel is going to elicit some change in your life. And then make sure you do research. We're not just telling you to go out and do the most crazy, restrictive diet that there is. But make small, subtle changes in your diet. 6 weeks with no pop. 5 weeks with no processed carbs. It doesn't have to be huge. It just has to mean something, and it has to elicit a change, and it has to be consistent for an extended period of time to really force a habit into your own regular habits. So that's been this week's Thursday Talk, guys, from Human Movement Podcast on this idea of weakness of change. We do definitely believe, get out there, sign up for something, sign up for an event, sign up for some sort of challenge. Sign up for a gym for an extended period of time and really commit yourself to making those changes slowly, subtly over a long period of time. Give yourself an end goal, reach it, and then give yourself another end goal that you can start to push yourself into this habit of doing something each and every day to be better. Thank you guys for your time. Remember, if you're interested in being a part of this change in the world that we see, get on over to humanmovementlafayette.com. If you go to our lifestyle page, you'll see our Better Everyday classes and what they're all about. So please join in, help us out, help yourself to see a change that you wish to see, not only in yourself, but in the world. Thanks, guys, and we'll talk to you next week.